Welcome to the Midlife Hour, and to no one's surprise at all, Game 7 was a hyped up, energy-filled clusterfuck of emotion for OKC
fans.
Bob.
I'm gonna let you finish, okay? I'm gonna let you finish. What I just witnessed in this Game 7 was one of the most disappointing efforts by a championship-winning team that I've ever seen in my entire NBA fandom. Where was Jamal Murray? Gordon is the only one that gets a pass because he played with the hammy, and you could tell that shit was affecting him. Gone was his explosiveness. His speed was hampered. Jokic, though, as much as I love the guy, yes, they're hacking the shit out of you. Bully up, back him down, make him pay for it. Bully up, back him down, make him pay for it. Westbrook, what the hell, dude? For these last four games, you've been coming in and being a little shit starter, ruining the flow of shit. I love the energy, but I don't love the turnovers. Turnover after turnover after turnover. MPJ, I'm sorry, bro. You need to retire. The spark is gone. Max contract player. Max contract player. Max contract player. Where'd he go tonight? Let's go to the box score. MPJ, 3-for-8. 3-for-8, finished with 6 points. At least he took less shots this game, right? Let's go to Aaron Gordon. 2-for-4. 1-for-3 from the 3-point. Jokic, 5-for-9. He finished with 20 points. What the hell is that in the Game 7? Jamal Murray, 6-for-16. He could not handle the aggressive defense. Jamal Murray, what the fuck, man? Not only could you not handle the defense, you couldn't give the defense. I heard Adelman on the sideline saying we need to be aggressive and physical just like they are on both ends of the court. They was blowing past Jamal Murray like he wasn't even there. They were hitting threes in his face like he wasn't even there. The only player that I got anything good to say is Christian Brown. Boy balled out again. He's definitely stepping up. I think he finished 5th in voting for like most improved player or something like that. But 19 points. He had 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, and only he didn't have a turnover. No. He had 2 turnovers. Christian Brown seemed like the only player out there who refused to give up. Even Jokic looked like he was giving up. I'll be honest. It looked like he ready to go back to his ranch and start raising his horses for the summer. But I can't blame the man. You can't be Superman. And how long are you just going to play while you watch everybody else take bad shots? Every time they try to pass Jokic the ball today, that what was the turnovers? Like 20-something turnovers?
Something I know
it was
like 20, that.
It was like 20-something points off of turnovers. But as a team, let's see. I hate the way ESPN...
How much are you going to talk about them just being tired as all hell?
Hold on.
They're tired.
Denver had 23 turnovers. Guess how many OKC points came off those turnovers?
I'm going to say 50.
37 points off of 23 turnovers.
It's close.
OKC had 10 turnovers, and there were 7 Denver points off those turnovers. Guess how many points OKC had off the fast break?
20s.
7. Guess how many points OKC had in the paint?
30s. 40s.
4.
Jesus Christ.
Y'all
Mary
got
and
bullied
Joseph.
On the boards. You got bullied on defense. You got bullied when you're on offense. I know they're tired. Back-to-back Game 7 series. They don't have the speed or the health to compete
playing
with OKC.
Playing 7 players in those back-to-backs.
Rotating 7 players. Their bench comes in. We saw it today where Adelman went with the lineup of all bench players, and that shit ended quickly. It lasted 2 possessions.
His ass is gone.
There's just no depth on this team. There's no depth. And I'll be honest, Jamal Murray didn't play like a max contract player. MPJ damn sure doesn't play like a max contract player. So all that money tied up in those two, at least Murray will give you a game. Like he can ball. It's just inconsistent. But MPJ, I don't even
he's
think
gone.
We can trade the fool. Now he'll
no,
play. He'll play
Cut
one more
ass.
Year. He'll play one more year.
Rumor has it Durant might go there, or he might go to Denver or OKC. That's what they were talking about before the game.
I've spoke my piece. Let me turn it over to you. You watch the game.
I'll say conditioning plays a huge fact with why Jokic played bad today, and not just being tired from a 7-man rotation. Conditioning throughout the entire year is why him, Jamal Murray, and Jokic play bad later in games and down the stretch. So I want to see Jokic maybe drop
Jokic
10 more pounds.
Jokic.
Americans say Jokic. I know you guys over there in the Ukraine.
Joker. They say Joker because they can't pronounce Jokic.
We'll call him Joker then. The Joker.
You know how
to
pronounce
to
Juan. You know how to pronounce Juan.
John.
Quesadilla. La Jolla.
Casadilla.
You can't
if
you can't pronounce
more
Jokic.
Pounds, and we have to see Jamal Murray We have to see Jamal Murray get into better conditioning and stop going to freak-offs, those Diddy-type freak-offs, because you know he's doing that shit with Drake and his homeboys and the OVO connections. We know this. We touched bases on this, touched tips on it last podcast.
Jokic came into the season lighter this year.
Yeah, he was in better shape, but he's still, did you see the way he looked this game? He didn't look like he was.
He's a big man, dude. He can't be running up and down the court like that, especially how quick, and you got to remember, OKC is much younger. Even though they have some height, they're much lighter. But there's no excuse for Alex Caruso being able to give Jokic hell today. No excuse for Jokic. There's no way that man should have been bullying your ass. Other than the refs. Oklahoma City Thunder? No, it was Hack City Thunder tonight.
So that's hard for Caruso because elite defenders, no matter how big you are, know how to put their hands in certain positions to make it just hell on you. And I remember back in the 90s, there was a guard, a very tiny guy, used to play for the Cleveland Cavaliers named Brevin Knight. And he would play full court defense on Michael Jordan the entire game. And Michael Jordan had to pass it out because he was so short. He just poked the ball away. 6'6 guy against a 6'1 guy. That being said, that deep is as deep as Jokic. Mr. Otto, correct, over here, was deep in the paint. There's no excuse for why you shouldn't finish on Alex Caruso. But I will say, don't sleep, not you, but anybody listening, don't sleep on Alex Caruso as a defender. That guy is an elite defender. Don't forget he's a champion.
Alex Caruso single-handedly saved this game because before he rallied everybody with his defensive showing tonight, OKC was down by 12.
Yeah, you guys started up hot.
They couldn't hit shit. And then all of a sudden, they brought Caruso in. He rallied everybody up, and everybody started playing hard D. As soon as they started playing that super hard in-your-face D, I have my issues with how the game was called. When it comes to what OKC was allowed to get away with, yes, I know that Jokic had like 11 free throws halfway through the game. That doesn't negate the fact that he was literally being hacked the entire game. And once again, GA gets a slight touch, free throw line. My point being, Alex Caruso turned this game around for them because it did not look good early on. And once he turned it on, the rest of the team turned it on. And I swear they had like Energizer battery packs in their backs because they didn't lose steam. They didn't lose power. They stayed in the Denver players' faces on their ass for the rest of the game for three quarters straight.
The last time I can remember OKC being any good was when they had James Harden, I believe his name is James Harden, you know, KD and Westbrook, when they took out Kobe and the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. I think they eventually lost to LeBron James. That's the last time I remember them. How many years ago is that? 15? It's been a while. And I think now it's the changing of the guard again. You know, sports is a little fixed, just a little bit. Let's call it for what it is. And you want to see the new faces to make new marketable products. You know what I'm saying? Jokic has been there. He's still marketable, but SGA is younger. He's more urban. Let's call it for what the guys,
Jokic is the best player in the world, but I wouldn't call him marketable. I would never call him marketable.
You can market anybody in today's world.
The fool barely speaks English, doesn't like to do interviews, doesn't like he's not marketable. And Denver's not a premier city. But
So I'm not a Denver fan by any means, but I can remember him in the tunnel, like running fast as fuck, saying the lightning's coming or something fast as fuck. And just a little viral video that went viral on YouTube. If they would do more stuff like that with him, he's definitely marketable. He's a funny guy. He's just different. He's a foreigner, if you will.
I mean, he literally is a foreigner.
Is that a wrong way to put it? Is that like a incorrect way? A foreigner?
Well, you said he's a foreigner, if you will, but he literally is a foreigner.
Like, he's not a European, is he?
He's Serbian.
I thought he was Ukrainian. You said he was Ukrainian before.
No, I didn't. I told you he wasn't. I said he's not Russian. He's not Ukrainian.
You fucking said he fought in the Ukrainian war before you were hyping this up before game seven. You said there's no way we're going to lose game seven because how the fuck do you fight in a war? And this means nothing to this man. And look what he did.
Is he taking a sabbatical from the war? That war's still going on.
What are your predictions for what they're going to do on the offseason?
Probably not much because the money is tight and tied up.
You don't think you're going to get that perimeter shooter that you desperately need?
I would hope so, but I don't have a lot of faith.
You got a good chance of getting Kevin Durant in the offseason. I really do. He's done in Phoenix. The fuck is he going to do there? Devin Booker is probably done in Phoenix, but let's not talk about Phoenix. What about the Knicks and the Pacers series? We saw Denver series is over. Knicks and the Pacers. Who do you got?
Knicks in seven.
How many? Seven?
Knicks in seven.
Okay. And what's the other series now? It's going to be a
OKC, Minnesota.
Who do you got?
I want so badly to say the T-Wolves are going to come out on top, but I think the OKC, their speed and defense, like, they had to play differently in this series against Denver, right? I know they blew through their opponent in the first round, and they obviously finished with the best record, but they had to play differently against Denver because of Jokic. Like, I know Rudy Gobert is having a great season, Ant is Ant. But playing the Wolves is not the same as playing Denver. I think OKC can play their game more so against Minnesota. And I think that barring exhaustion from going seven games this series, that they can pretty much dominate this next series.
I agree with you in the Knicks, but I'll say with the Knicks, but I'll say Knicks in six. And I'll oppose you in the Western Conference Finals, and I'll say the T-Wolves. Because I'm an Anthony Edwards fan. I'll say they win that one in seven.
Well, if you go back to our predictions, the only thing I've been wrong about so far is Denver winning game seven.
What were the two predictions we did last podcast? It was the Cavaliers and the Pacers.
I told you that the Cavs would lose.
That's right.
You disagreed with me.
You're right about that. Who do you think wins the finals?
New York Knicks.
Fuck. That's who I got winning the finals this year. What's the next series we're covering?
As far as what?
Series, nigga, TV shows.
I don't even know what's hot right now or what's about to come out, but I went to the movie theater yesterday and went and saw Thunderbolts, which I thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah, rate it out of your Marvel movies. What is it? Is it better than the regular Avengers?
It's not better than the Avengers movies, but it's the best product that Marvel has put out within the last couple of years, with the exception of Deadpool.
Okay. I'll check it out. You said it's Thundercats?
Thunderbolts.
Shit. I've been telling my son it's Thundercats this whole time, and he's just been looking at me like I'm a fucking idiot. That's probably why.
What's new, pussycat?
Pussycat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Get out of my brain. Anyway, send us out, Denver Nuggets fan. The lonely, melancholy, depressed, might put two fingers in his mouth later, Denver Nuggets fan.
Been a great season. These boys overperformed. They really probably should have lost to the Clippers.
They should have.
But they fought through the adversity of a terrible GM and Mike Malone. I will concede to you, Bob. I will concede, what I haven't conceded. They probably shouldn't have fired Malone this close to the playoffs.
Wait till the end of the fucking season.
I don't know if it would have made a difference, but I suspect if we're talking about coming down to a game seven in the playoffs, a championship winning head coach might be the difference versus a guy who's coach three regular season games.
I look at it like this, right? And maybe this is a terrible analogy, and it probably is. But hypothetically, you and your wife get divorced. You got a side bitch. It's the end of the world. You just got this side bitch. You need someone that's going to have your six. You're going to trust that side bitch like your wife has known you the past 25 years? Are you? No, fuck no. You're going to ride
kinda
out
made,
with your
wife. You framed it as being a terrible analogy and then kind of presented a great analogy.
You don't know what this side bitch is capable of. Can she handle it? You know what your wife is capable of. You know she knows you, what you're thinking before you think it. You need that in the apocalypse. They need to Mike
pussy
Malone.
Pussy like old pussy.
And that's Mike Malone. They call him the Mike Malone Pussycat. That was his nickname in college. They called him Pussycat because he drank a lot of milk.
He needs some milk. All right. Hopefully we'll be back with some fresh new weekly content coming up here. We just need some consistency from Mr. Babito over here.
Hey, you know what? Got things going on, going through a move, but we will get it there. And I have a math debation problem. Peace. All I want to know is can I eat a sub?